96.5 KLH. Good morning, Dave, Doreen, Gino. Let's welcome Johnny, the Croatian sensation, Jurkovic. So, what did you see out of this Brett Hundley guy?
Nothing, really. Mm. I mean, he's going to have a week to prepare.
Mm.
I mean, I watched the game. I was watching it. Once he went down, I was like, oh, boy, this is going to be a mess. You know, it looks like he can throw the ball. Now he gets a week to prepare. He gets a week to game plan. He gets a week as the starter with all the reps. I think he'll be better next week than he was this week. But I don't know what to expect of the guy. I never even heard of him. I thought, who the hell's Randy Hundley? I'll be as frank as I can be. I had no idea who the kid was. Handley, Hundley, what's his name? I don't even know.
I know. Well, that's imagine us. We don't know.
Handler.
We don't know who John is, the right tackle. I mean, we have no clue who some of those guys are out there. It's just, and at what point? And I know social media was going crazy about the strength and conditioning of the Packers because there's so many injuries. Are they culpable at all?
Now listen, these guys are the greatest athletes, you know, greatest football players that are playing in the U.S. These are the best of the best. Guys are in shape. I mean, Aaron Rodgers had nothing to do with physical shape.
I'm not really talking about him.
Just being
no, not him. But I mean, like all these other guys, because I mean, we had guys who were injured. Like, literally in every game this year. That's why we have guys we don't know.
You can question soft tissue injuries. If you get hamstring pulls, if you get calf pulls, pec pulls, you know, stuff like this, strained triceps. You want to question soft tissue injuries, you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if a guy tears his ACL, that's the breaks. You know, people play. In the course of a season, you're going to tear an ACL. I watched a guy with Denver, I think it was, make a tremendous interception, turn and peel, they head the other direction, he ends up blowing his ACL.
Mm.
You know? And that's it. Nobody hit him, nobody touched him. He went to make a move, and there it went. Lakanovich, goodbye. You know? So it's a tough game. And the injuries this year are no greater than the injuries last year. When they compile all the information at the end of the year, you're going to come to find out that the same percentage is almost damn near identical. They're just sometimes they're different injuries. You have a run on ACL tears. Sometimes you've got a run on hamstrings. Other years you got a run on concussions. So it's just, you know, it's a different thing. But I think they should expand the rosters to have a little bit more of a taxi squad. I think they should have two or three more coaches to help coach those individuals that aren't going to play on Sunday, because they need a little bit more development.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were doing it, I'd be doing it a little differently. If I look at the business model the way it is, and you don't have to make these guys that aren't going to play on Sunday gazillionaires, but in lieu of having European football, you know, NFL Europe,
right,
in lieu of all that other stuff, you've got to have something.
Right.
You know? Something has to be there for them. So
it's all going to be fine, because I understand a plane has been sent to Mississippi. And that Brett Favre is on his way back.
Yeah.
Favre.
Yeah.
Right.
Brett. He's going to come back and save the day.
Yes.
He's still in good enough shape.
I don't know,
you
man.
You think?
I don't know.
He's still in good enough shape. I'm telling you, the guy looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if that's the savior. The savior could be in a CBS booth, a youngster out of southern Wisconsin near the Wisconsin in the Illinois border.
Really? You think
his name is Tony Romo?
Do you think that, well, first of all though, they have a patchwork offensive line. I mean, none of us even knew who the right tackle was yesterday. We thought they just put his first name on his was John.
He was American.
Yeah.
That's what that kid was. Yeah, American.
I mean, I have no idea who that was. But Tony Romo behind a patchwork offensive line. Come on, really?
I'm just letting you know, you need somebody with skill. You hear Tony Romo talk. He's recognizing stuff from the booth. Imagine him on the field.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right about that, though. He is amazing when it comes. I mean, he's like Romo Stradamus.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
You know,
what better way than to have a local?
You need to be GM, John.
Save the day in the 11th hour. He cracks open his suit, and there's the big wedge of cheese on his chest.
That would be great. Not realistic,
guys,
though.
Think about it. It could happen.
No, I don't think
you
so.
You think so?
There's enough cap space, guys, to make it happen.
All right. Thank you, Jurko. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You have a great week.
All right. You too, guys.
All right. Take care. Johnny Jurkovic right there. The one and only Croatian sensation.